Staff need a break? If not, we'll proceed on to item number five, PR 2019-002677, SD-2023-00111, vacation of public easement, SD-2023-00110, preliminary and final plat. Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agent for Carlisle Associates Limited Partnership, requests the aforementioned action of all or a portion of tract A1 and B1, zoned MXM tract A1 and MXL tract B1, located at 2100 Carlisle Boulevard Northeast, containing approximately 10.5726 acres. Property owners are Carlisle Associates LP, care of Rosen Associates Management. The request is to vacate an existing 20-foot public sewer easement via plat, grant a waiver vault easement stub. And with that, Mr. Holland, or yes, I see your hand raised. Would you unmute, turn your phone on, and give us your name and address for the record?
Good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico 87174, serving as agent.
Do you swear to and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear and affirm.
Is there any other members of your team that are going to be presenting?
I was not expecting anybody. They might be in attendance, but I think we're covered here.
Okay. If they do, would just help me to remind them to be sworn in. Can you do a short presentation?
Certainly. So we were reviewed by the DFT team with a pre-application meeting some time ago. And so the general purpose of this plat is to vacate the easement 16. It's like a sort of elbow shaped one that goes through proposed tract B1A. That is no longer needed because there are going to be individual services providing sewer service to the former Kmart at this location. That'll be a Whole Foods. And so in order to remove the encumbrance on that B1A, we're vacating that easement 16. We're also proposing grant of easement for a small easement 19 there on the very south, kind of where that drive entry is, for a water vault. There are no proposed changes to the property boundaries. This plat was recently approved in 2020 or so, and so construction is still ongoing. There is an infrastructure list which was financially guaranteed and everything to handle some sidewalk along Carlisle Boulevard, as well as a number of other improvements. And so I'm not certain if that's finalized. I think it was ongoing at the time of our survey. And so that's why our site sketch doesn't fully reflect those changes that that infrastructure list promised. But I can guarantee that Indian School Road does have 6 feet of sidewalk. And so I just wanted to mention that ahead of time. We anticipate that both lots will have water and sewer services as necessary. And we're just looking to clean up these minor easement situations that weren't resolved in that 2020 plat. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Mulhall, so there's not any waiver action that you're requesting today. Those were previous waivers that were issued.
Yes, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian. That's correct. We're not seeking any new type of waivers or anything, just the vacation of one easement and granting of another. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll turn to the general public. Is there any comments from the general public on item number five? If you do, please unmute and or raise your hand. We have one screen of audience. I don't see anybody raising their hand. So with that, we will go on to the DFT staff. I will start with Mr. Gutierrez, Water Authority.
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection to either of these, but I do want clarification on that sanitary sewer line, private sanitary sewer line. If that is, we talked about it before, but my memory is not very good. So I wanted to know if that line is removed at this time, or has it been reestablished to the proposed track B1A already?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Gutierrez, what we're going to do is, why don't you get all your comments out on the table, and then what I want to try to do is set up a protocol where we go through all of DFT's comments, so that if there's any disagreements or items by other agents or other staff members that reflect, if we get it all out on the table before the applicant responds, if that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I have no objection. I just want clarification whether that line is removed or not.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll go to code enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no comments and no objections on this matter.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. Go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hello, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections to this platting action. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Ms. Phelan. Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of July 5, 2021. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Chen. Transportation, Ernest.
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. Transportation has no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Armijo. Planning.
This is Robert Webb with Planning. Planning had no objections. Just had a couple clarification items. Please clarify if a shared parking agreement is going to be needed, or if one's already initiated as part of this process, and then if access or parking was being affected by the platting action at all.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Do you have a DXF file, and do you have any other?
Yeah. There's a few other items on there as well. So the project and application numbers need to be added to the plat, and then the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided before final sign-off. And then a copy of the recorded plat must be sent to Jay Rodenbeck afterwards. And just wanted, Ryan had mentioned it earlier, just wanted verification of compliance with section 7 of the DPM regarding the sidewalk width requirements and landscape buffer.
And this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Do you need that? How do you need that sent to Jay, that confirmation?
I would just, it appeared on the plat that everything was in compliance. So I just wanted Ryan to kind of verify as far as what we were looking at to make sure that there wasn't an issue.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon, a boots and belt suspender approach. Jay, did you have your hand up? Did you have any other?
Oh, no, this is Jay Rowan. No, I took my hand out. I don't have anything now. I was just making sure that Mr. Webb pointed out that we do need the application number to be added to the plat. I didn't see a DXF file approval from Aegis for this plat either. So just to note those conditions and the admins of the chat.
Okay. If I could get you to go ahead and start putting those conditions in chat while Ryan starts addressing these questions. Mr. Mulholland, you want to respond to those comments?
Okay. Testing my memory here a little bit. Again, this frame with Cartesian. So the Water Authority comments, I can't be certain that the sewer line has been removed, but all of the site plan and utility diagrams that I've been provided have indicated that that was the intent. And so I'm looking through my email trying to find a confirmation, but I'm not certain on that. And so if you need that as a condition of approval, I'll reach out to Reese Beck and my other colleagues related to this project to get that confirmation for you. As for the planning concerns, there are no changes to the lot lines, and I'm not aware of a parking agreement or anything, but both sites, to my knowledge, had sufficient parking for both of their uses. I think that Track B1A is going to be retained as a commercial restaurant, and the design hasn't changed substantially. So I expect that parking to be sufficient for their lot. And then A1A, I believe by design from the previous platting action, should have sufficient parking for itself as well. the other item that I had, requesting confirmation of the sidewalk. I can confirm, and I apologize that I removed the labeling on our site sketch, but I can confirm that there are 6 feet of sidewalk along Indian School. As for the landscape buffer, I don't think we necessarily meet those requirements in all places. I think it's a lot of that sidewalk's up against lot line, especially on Indian School. But I do know that per the infrastructure list and IA and existing improvements on Indian School, we meet the sidewalk minimums that were required.
This is hearing officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. And did you do you have anything confirming that the DXF file has been approved?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I don't believe it's been approved yet. We do have it out to the GIS folks for review. And since the lot lines have not changed, they should just need to remove, you know, the easement 16 there and then add the bump out for that easement 19 that we are adding. But I have sent that file to them. I just haven't received a response.
And this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. The granting of the new waterline easement along Indian School is for your water meter vault, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, and the south near that sort of drive entry, that's just that water vault there. And so it's just a north-south little stub on that existing easement 9, I think. Yes.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. Anything else you want to add, Mr. Moll?
I believe that covers anything. If I miss somebody's comment, please let me know. It's tough to handle them all at the end here.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Rodenbeck, you got your hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I just want to make sure we covered the justification of the easement vacation. Mr. Webb, did you talk about that? Because Mr. Mulhall did submit a supplemental with the justification language justifying the vacate easement per 66M3 of the IDO.
Yes, I got that crossed off.
Okay.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Any other comments from staff that were not addressed or came up after? Okay, so we have two actions. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We have two actions. We're going to do the vacation first and then the preliminary final plat second as two actions. On the first action, SD-2023-00111, vacation of a public easement. I approve the vacation of a public easement because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. Concerning the second part of this application, SD-2023-00110, preliminary and final plat, I approve SD-2023-00110, preliminary-final plat, because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM and other adopted elements with three conditions. First condition is the project and application number be added to the plat. The second condition that AGIS approve the DXF file. And that the last condition is that a recorded final plat be sent back to the planning manager, Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Mulholland, do you have any questions?
I know this is Ryan Mulholland, Cartesian. No, we appreciate your approvals and your help in this case. Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck on your project. With that, the last three items on there have been previously heard by Hearing Officer Campbell. So I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mr. Campbell. Mr. Campbell, you might want to ask if staff needs a break and continue from there. So
I'm seeing that Ms. Wolfley has indicated yes, a break is indicated. My time says we're at practically 10:30. Let's rejoin at 10:45. And Mr. Bohannon, thank you very much for your work this morning. And we'll resume the hearing at 10:45. Thank you.
Thank you.